Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halachic topic from Daf Pei Dalid in Meseches Yuma is the subject of life-saving procedures on Shabbos. Should they be done, all of them, by Jews, or are there instances that it would be preferable to have it done by a Gentile? Of course, on Pei Dalid Amabez, we have a Beferish HaHalacha in our Gemara, that there is a mitzvah for pikuach nefesh to be done specifically by Jews as opposed to Gentiles. And here, of course, Chazal used the amazing expression, Gedolei Yisrael. The Gemara told us seven lines into wide and pei dalet amabez, ve'ein oisim dvar malolu loy de nachru loy de kusim, el al yidei Gedolei Yisrael. It's supposed to be done specifically by Jews. Now, Tosos, in a two-line Tosis on top of Pei Dalet Amud Beis, is bothered by a question. Why? Why is it in an instance where the goy could do the exact same malacha, is there a mitzvah for a Jew to do it according to the Gemara? And Tosis gives a rule that might have, at certain instances, exceptions to it. In other words, our Gemara, according to some poskim, is not as expansive, according to some again, as it seems at first glance. Tosis points out, afilu heicha de'efsher b'nachri, even if it could be done by a Gentile, mitzvah b'Yisrael, why? Tosis is bothered. What's the rationale of our Gemara? She'im yis'atzel anachri v'lo yase v'yovel lidei sakana. Because we're afraid that the Jew will be more motivated than the Nachri. Hence, the chiyuv is that it be done dafka al yidei Yisrael. There's another explanation for our Gemara. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, gives a different explanation. And that is, if people see that the Jew is not doing the Malacha, he's standing next to the guy who's doing the Malacha to save the life of a Yisrael, in such a case, they'll come to think, it's not so clear at all that you could do Malachos to save, and in cases of pikuach nefesh. So for that reason, writes the Rambam, that the malachos are supposed to be done al yidei gedolei Yisrael, so people will not make an error and be machmir in cases where they shouldn't. Of course, we have the famous line from our great Rebbe, the Ror, the Rebbe of all Rebbes in the Olam HaYeshivas, Reb Chaim of Brisk, who said that he's not a mekel in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, but he's a machmir on pikuach nefesh. The same would apply over here. We want to convey that we are machmir in pikuach nefesh, and therefore, according to the Rambam, it's done dafka al yidei Yisrael. The post can point out that these two different approaches have nafkaminas. For example, what happens if it's an instance where we know for sure the guy will not be lazy? We know that the guy is a zariz and is proficient, is as equally proficient as the Jew. So that's a halacha mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, where, as to be expected, the Ramah follows the Balei Tosos, and that introduces an important chumrah. Mechaber and Simon Shin Chavches Sif Yud Beis Paskins Kishem Mechal and Shabbos Al Choyle Sheish Bo Sakana Meshtadlin Sheloi Lasois Al Yidei Einam Yehudim Uktanim Venoshim El Al Yidei Yisrael Gedolim Ubnei Das. It should be done. Notice the Mechaber understands Gedolei Yisrael doesn't necessarily mean the rabbis, but Yisrael who are Gedolim. That's interesting that the Gemara did not say Yisrael Gedolim. The Gemara said Gedolei Yisrael. That would seem to support the Rambam's type of position, that we're supposed to go out of our way, the way it's known that Reb Chaim used to go out of his way to show that he was a machmir on pikuach nefesh. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. The Mechaber seems to understand that means people who are a gadol, that they're already bar mitzvah. The Ramah, when he comments on the Mechaber, says, following in the footsteps of the Balei Tosos, V'yeshomer dim efshe lasas below dichoi ubelo ichra yidei shinui osa yidei shinui. Okay, that's not our topic for today. V'im efshe lasos al yidei ena yehudi below ichor klal osin al yidei ena yehudi. If it doesn't make a difference whether it was done al yidei yehudi Yisrael, the Ramah paskins is supposed to be done al yidei Eino Yehudi. According to the Rambam, however, even if it's the individual, the guy is just as proficient and is not one iota lazier than the Yisrael, we know that for sure. We know his relationship with Yehudim and so on and so forth, and we know for sure. Nevertheless, According to the Rambam, it could very well be he would disagree. Why? Because according to the Rambam, this halacha is a way in which we shed light for every single Jew in every single instance of pikuach nefesh, that we are a machmer and pikuach nefesh. Hence, we encourage Yisrael to do it and not a nachri. Obviously, for policy decisions, this has profound, profound implications. Is there a motivation, l'chatchila, to try to find a guy who's just as proficient or no? According to the Ramah, if we're sure that the guy will not be misatzel, there would be an inyan. According to the Rambam, it would seem that it would not. And the famous instance where this came up in New York City was in the initial stages when Hatzalah was founded, it seems from the tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that when Hatzalah began, there was a discussion who should be the driver of the ambulances. Is there a reason to try to hire Gentile drivers for the ambulances, or should they be driven al Yidei Yisrael? Ramesha Feinstein, Arachayim Chelek Dalet Simin Pei, deals with these questions, as well as an Arachayim Chelek He Simin Chaf He. Before we get to the case of the driver, how do we paskin halacha lemaisa in the machlokis between the Ramah and the Rambam, if you will? So on the one hand, we have this Ramah. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Lamed Zayin quotes the Taz, where he says, "Vataz kosav delav minig vasikinu." The minig was not like the chumrah of the Ramah. The Ashya yochal lasos alidei Yehudi mikol mokom aYisrael yizaris bedaver yoser. V'lachein afilu im yesh safek hatzal v'yesh sakon bebirur kol hazariz harezem meshubach. Some even understood that the Taz was not only saying that we have to assume that the Yisrael is going to be more zariz, but we're also choshesh for the shitas Rambam that it should be done dafka al yidei Yisrael. This is an interesting take that Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is quoted as having in the Shulchan Shlomo Sif Katan Tez Zayin, Shekivan Sharegilus Ushi Yisrael Godo Mizdarez Yosemri Nachri, Yitachin Sharoa Shosem Al Yidei Nachri Yitte. Someone who's going to see a Nachri do it, he'll see Shein Chayom Kolkachli Izdarez. So therefore, we want to emphasize the Chiyuv of Zrizus. So it's a combination, if you will, of the position of the Rambam's perception issue with Tosas' issue of Shema Yisatzel, and therefore today the Taz was concerned, the minig was that should be done dafka al Yidei Yisrael. What Ramesha nevertheless raises that it could very well be when it comes to the driver, there, number one, no one sees inside the ambulance who is the driver, and as long as he's a good driver, proficient, and capable of driving with a siren and at speed, there's no reason to be insistent on a policy that the drivers of the ambulances be Jewish, and it could very well be that the volunteers should be Jewish and not the drivers. However, later on, Ramesha quotes in Chelek Hay that he was informed that the people in the know were of the opinion that a Yisrael volunteer for Hatzalah would be more proficient, more capable, and more likely to be motivated to do the necessary things to save the person's life, has to be added, without chas v'chalila jeopardizing anybody else on the road's life. And therefore, as I recall from when I lived in New York, the minug vasikin of the Taz is continued in Hatzalah in the United States, where even the driver, although one could argue that the Taz wasn't talking about the driver, the Taz was talking about the doctor and the person that's doing the actual care, but Ramesha then concludes, extends that Taz even to the driver himself. It's interesting to note, I live on Nachal Achish in Ramat Beit Shemesh. On our corner is a fascinating organization called Ezrat Achim, and they have a medical care center on Shabbos, where the workers are Gentiles, and in general, if I'm not mistaken, here in Israel, most of the drivers tend to be Gentiles and not Jews. So it's interesting that this might be a gap between the oceans, between here in Artzenu Kedosha and in America. I'm not at all talking halacha lemaisa, because I'm not aware of what the issues are. I learn with Talmidim all day, and I answer their questions, and public policy is not something that
I'm involved with or I've ever been asked to be involved with. But the impression that I have is that in many instances, the ambulance drivers are Gentiles, but I don't think that is a rule. But in America, obviously, it's a very, very different circumstance. There, from what I recall, in many, many of the instances, the Hatzalah drivers are Jewish, although I've heard even within Hatzalah, there are some disagreements as well, halacha l'maisa. That all starts with our lining Gemara and Peidalan Amabez, with the Taisus's presentation, with the Rambam, with the Ramah, the Taz, the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and of course, the Tshuvas of Ma'or HaGola, Ramesha Feinstein, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha from the Daily Daf on Daf Peidalet.